This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a lot of you know, it's been a big national news story. Tim Cook 2 days ago came out and gave a Vice News interview. He said he's curating me off the internet. Hitler called himself a curator. So I guess when you wipe people out, take their speech, Apple helps suppress people politically with their political speech and it helps round them up in China. I guess he thinks that's cute. I guess he thinks that's funny. But now we know that Apple is working with the Chinese government to give all your code keys to the government. They admit that. And putting spy chips in the Apple phones and devices to literally spy on U.S. citizens and the U.S. government. And Tim Cook has come out and said that he is happy to help China censor and that he wants to do it here. I'm going to break it all down. But here's what's amazing. Watching the Vice video that we'll roll some of, this is unaltered. He is in Grand Central Station in New York with bright lights in his face glaring. And his pupils are 90% full. That's LSD. That's two rails of methamphetamine. That's a large dose of psilocybin mushrooms. And then when you know about the history of Silicon Valley and hardcore psychedelics and microdosing of drugs, who knows what synthetic drugs he's on? Who knows what designer drugs he's on? But throughout the interview, this guy, in fact, that pause video isn't even the most powerful. There's some video there. That's only 80%, which any cop would say, boy, what are you on? But then they just go from 80 to 90% like he's some type of cartoon character. So no wonder he's so skinny. I mean, what is Tim Cook taking? We know he smoked the dope of tyranny. We know he's helping China censor people. But this is really serious for everybody to ask, why is he helping censor in America? Why is he helping now work with Facebook and Google to create AI and suppress the population under a program called Skynet? Why? That's a big question, and it's in the news today that now Facebook and Google are teaming up with the Chinese in AI. So this is serious tyranny. Billy, we're going to come back in a moment and get more to this, but he needs to really explain what's going on with him. What do you make of Tim Cook and just his, he's in the news saying, I want to censor everybody. Taking people's speech is just curating. Like, you know, there's a museum, and if some of us don't live, some of us don't survive, I guess, politically or physically.
Well, I think he's a traitor. I think he's a sellout to the Chinese, just like the Clintons, just like most of the Democrats are. And he, being the tech representative he is, we already know they sold out to the Chinese. So as far as his dilated pupils, it could be what you're saying, LSD. It could also be cocaine. It could be Adderall, which people take for ADD. It could be that he's actually very attracted physically to the girl who's interviewing him, because sometimes men's pupils will dilate if they are attracted to someone. So it could be a number of things. But overall, I do think that the likelihood with how skinny he is and whatnot, it could be something like Adderall that he's on or some kind of amphetamine.
Yeah, I looked that up. It would take a large dose of Adderall to do that, though.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I know that college kids tend to use Adderall a bunch to really focus and, you know, and I've known my sister took Adderall before, and she just acted really irate and crazy when she was on it and just didn't even act like herself. So people can act pretty bizarre. And
sure, but I mean, looking at this, he's in television cameras. I mean, you're just in regular light right now. Here, let's zoom in on your eyes. That won't be painful to anybody, will it? Let's zoom in if we can on Millie Weaver's eyes. I mean, that's a normal pupil size. I'm under harsh lights. Can we zoom in on camera 4 or some other camera, maybe 5? Okay, so that's a normal pupil. Let's zoom in on mine.
And here's the thing.
And I mean, I've only had a half bottle of vodka, so I'm joking. Sorry, go ahead.
Typically, I have dilated pupils. I actually, one time, the police, when I was pulled over, shined a light in my eyes and said, am I on drugs? Because my pupils were dilated. And it's just usually I have dilated eyes. And right now, even with the lighting, you can see that.
Sure. Well, what we know is your eyes are 10 times smaller than Tim Cook's, so he's got some explaining to do. No wonder he supports Terry.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
In his interview, lying about me and lying about free speech and lying about censorship. Looks like he's on about three hits of LSD at least. So to my eyes right now, I'm only on one hit of LSD and my eyes aren't even dilated. They're contracted. Let's go back. One hit of LSD and they're still or small. I'm joking. I'm not on LSD. Good Lord. I am a serious conservative, as everyone knows. I'm not out in Silicon Valley where they admittedly microdose. But what is going on with his eyes? Yes, cocaine, high amounts of methamphetamine, Adderall can do it. Millie, we were putting a bow on all this. This is pretty serious. If I was on TV with, because I slur my words at night, even if I had a beer or two, if I get really tired, eat something, I've been on here 6-7 hours, I kind of start slowing down. People go, oh, has he been drinking? No. But if I had pupils like that looked like I was a raccoon or something, people would say, whoa, what is Jones on? And then you look at his methamphetamine buzzard appearance. I mean, I think we may have like a dangerous meth fiend allied with communist China that's helping him put spy chips on our computers and helping round up political dissidents. What do you think, Millie?
Well, I think that cocaine is very prevalent in wealthy circles, and he could just be on a lot of cocaine. Now, Alex, in your opinion, since we're doing this forensic analysis of Tim Cook's eyes, did you think that his voice sounded nasally? Because I know people with cocaine habits sound very nasally when they talk. Did he sound nasally to you?
He just sounded like a tyrant that's allied with China and... But he puts on the whole Nelly act, so then it's okay. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, regardless of whatever this guy's on, we know that he's a sellout. We know that him and China are literally collaborating to try to fix or interfere with the midterms. President Trump addressed that in front of all of these nations, and the Chinese representative just rolled his eyes like, okay, yeah, so what? You're calling us out on what we're doing. Of course, we're going to try to infiltrate and mess with your midterm elections. So we've got China on the record messing with midterms or trying to. And now we've got the sellout big tech guys who are also trying to mess with the midterms. What do you think banning Alex Jones off of Facebook and all of these different social media platforms is designed to do? It's to silence our voices because, hey, Hillary Clinton wouldn't have said, if it weren't for Alex Jones, you know, why aren't I 20 points ahead? Oh, if it weren't for Alex Jones, she literally says Alex Jones and InfoWars. Yeah, because not to say that it's just us in an arrogant way, but what I'm saying is the amount of people, you, the listeners, sharing the articles, sharing the videos, getting the information out to massive amounts of people, It made a huge impact on the 2016 election, and you guys have just as much ability to make that exact same impact, if not bigger, during the midterms. And so that's what they are desperately afraid of and why they're trying to do everything they can to suppress InfoWars, ban Alex Jones, and essentially ban conservatives off of social media that are going to be doing the groundwork, the grassroots work to wake people up.
Now, Millie, I want to get to your report, but I also want to play a clip since you mentioned it. I mean, Hillary gave all these speeches saying we must shut down fake news. Alex Jones is fake news. And we know they meet with big tech. We've got photos and videos and articles of Tim Cook and all the big tech heads meeting with Obama and pledging Hillary that she would win. And Tim Cook saying, we'll deliver you the election. And the head of Google saying, we'll deliver you the election. I mean, they're doing this, and now they're engaged in it. And meanwhile, he's in China admitting he censors. And then he's involved with his company, Apple, helping put computer chips in to spy on U.S. citizens for the Chinese government. I mean, look at how far they've gone. Of course he's arrogant towards Congress. Of course Tim Cook thinks he's God.
Yeah, because they've essentially compromised many of the U.S. politicians that are in power, especially those on the Democrat side. Not to say that there aren't Republican rhinos that have been compromised. I'm sure there have been, of course. But I would say a lot of them, like Senator Feinstein, who had a Chinese spy as her driver for a couple decades, yeah, you better bet that she's compromised. You better bet that Hillary Clinton is compromised.
Let's be clear. China was set up by the globalists as a money laundering base. A lot of people say, oh, Israel was set up by Western elites as a money laundering base. Yes, that's true. Doesn't mean I hate Israel, but it's a fact. And Israel's got its problems. But China's 1.4 billion people. It's the biggest industrial base in the world now. And if you're a globalist, you can go there and kill people. You can go there and not pay any taxes. You can do whatever you want as long as you're part of the party. It is so corrupt. And that's why Hillary set up the plan to have me banned off of the Internet to set the precedent. She was going to do this whether she lost or won. Here's that report bringing it down.
I cannot make this stuff up. And I tell you all of it. I could literally keep you here all night because the stories are just so unbelievable. This is coming to a theater near you. The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year, it's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences.
See how powerful she is?
The Russians, in my opinion, and based on the intel and counter-intel,
she made all this up a couple years ago.
Could not have known.
And now Breitbart just got banned today.
That information.
See how it works?
Unless they had been guided.
Because Congress didn't act.
Guided by Americans.
Guided by Americans. And so voters who are being
targeted, and if they can get people to put up with this, they're going to make their martial law move.
False information are genuinely trying to make up their minds. What does it mean?
It's a danger that must be addressed and addressed quickly. Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda. And Silicon Valley is starting to grapple.
Yeah.
With the challenge.
They put stare behind networks in the Defense Department.
Series of
literally
studies,
shutting me down.
Academic studies.
Because I'm a loyal American.
Election, trying to figure out why people voted the way.
I'm a Russian agent, as I point out. The Chinese government puts chips in the damn phones, stealing your data.
And people relied on
that chip is the access point in the hardware,
but even
for the wireless appliances they already have
online.
To steal everything
it's
you've
also
got.
What happens when
and Tim
you
Cook's involved?
To the radio host Alex Jones. Who claims that 9/11,
guess what,
the Oklahoma
monster.
City bombings were inside
it's,
jobs?
It's on the cover of Bloomberg
Trump
now. There's nothing you can do, scum.
Lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said,
"Your reputation's amazing. I will not."
You see, there's
you
a litmus test.
You will
now.
Be very, very impressed. I hope.
We've got a statement now with regard to PayPal and reports that it has ended its relationship with InfoWars.
PayPal joining the slew of tech companies that have severed ties with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, hitting his InfoWars where it hurts by no longer allowing the site to use the payment process.
Led by Tim
PayPal
Cook,
the latest company to sever ties with Jones after YouTube.
They do in China. You criticize the government. Your bank's taken
interest.
Social media giant.
The government working with corporations.
Before it's too late. It's
called fascism.
Their goal, to prevent fake news and propaganda from influencing.
By the way, China's fascist.
U.S. midterm election.
I'm glad that the Congress and others are looking at Facebook and Twitter and Google because they are the vehicle.
Calling for us to be banned, which we were.
First, vehicles to deliver this kind of information to people.
And they produce shows like Homeland, where it's me, and I'm a racist that does fake news, so in reality, then I deserve it.
Allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish...
See, folks, I was willing to stand up against her.
...lies you can imagine.
I believe in you.
Something popped up...
Well, I need you to back me.
Feed
and look, I need you to back me.
...news report.
I need you
people were
to tell people about the local station.
And if they were already targeted psychologically...
However you're listening.
...to be receptive...
Do it now. America can beat these people. It's coming back. We are the Americans. Don't listen to them. We are the Americans! We're anti-abortion. We're pro-gun! We're pro-free speech, not them!
InfoWars. The real...
I don't own slave factories in China!
...and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people...
I'm the American, not them!
...involved in their own...
Stand up for me!
Shame on the mainstream.
Or you'll never stand up for yourselves.
...defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press, working with big tech.
Come back with Millie and these other clips, and we've got Gregory's coming in here with some really interesting stuff, trying to bring liberty and freedom to Iran, which would really help free the whole Central Asia, Middle East, would be a positive thing. And I think the Restart program is a great group of people, and I'm very excited to be promoting it. Lord knows our own damn government isn't doing it. It's all run by a bunch of leftists.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken.
All right, the Senate is getting ready with Senator Grassley and other Republican leadership to give a press conference on the Kavanaugh nomination. So we'll go to that as soon as it comes up. We've got important clips coming up about the Iranian restart movement. Based out of here in the United States. Millie Weaver's here with us riding shotgun. As soon as this press conference goes live, we'll cut to that. Millie, shifting gears out of the incredible censorship led by Apple and how they're openly working with China against the U.S. with Facebook and Google now joining forces on AI. They've denied the Pentagon access to it, even though the Pentagon paid for it. Just the belligerency of this shows that Hillary had already made the deal to sell the country out, and they just have no respect for President Trump. But the Pentagon knows what's going on. Not that they're perfect, but at least they're not selling the country out. My God, we're in some dark hours here. But what about this? Will new voters swing the midterms? A lot of polls coming out, even their fake polls, show 5, 10, 15-point increase in swing voters, folks that never voted. And that's what you're finding around the country, isn't it?
Exactly. And what we found at this Trump rally was that a lot of people who prefer to stay out of politics and don't vote are getting out and they're preparing to vote in the midterms because they realize how important their voice is right now and they like what Trump's doing, so they're going to make sure they get out there and cast their vote. I talked to people who are in their 30s and they said they've never voted, they just haven't ever been politically active, but that their lives have been greatly impacted because the economy has gone up and their businesses are thriving, and that's motivating them to get out there and vote. What's also interesting is that according to a report Tuesday in the Hill, a record 800,000 people registered to vote last week on National Voter Registration Day, which set a new record for the first day of registration for voting. Last year, or not last year, but the year before last year, in 2016, the previous record was set at 771,000 registrations. So you can actually go to vote.gov and register to vote and help boost those numbers, because really, the real question is the red wall going to be tall enough to stop the blue wave? That's what we all want to know, and many Trump supporters are getting out there and voting and encouraging. Trump's essentially encouraging people who didn't bother with politics before to actually participate. And it's also these bogus allegations that we've heard from Dr. Ford on Kavanaugh that's upsetting a lot of people and motivating them to actually...
I know a lot of liberals that were on the fence now, and they're totally supporting Trump and everybody, because this is so obvious how the whole story falls apart. Millie Weaver, I'm going to play some of your reports. They're great. There's other reports we don't have time to get to on Infowars.com. Keep it up. You and your team are on fire. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. You guys can find more of my reports on Millennial Millie on YouTube or on Infowars.com.
And plug the Twitter while you still got it, too.
Yeah, my Twitter account is Millie Weaver on Twitter. So you can find me there. I've got a little red MAGA hat on and my...
All right, keep it up. Amazing job. Let's go ahead and go to part of her report, which is basically unedited. It's just interview after interview of every race, color, and creed saying they support Trump. Here it is.
Are you guys planning on voting for the midterms?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yes. We'll be for Trump and probably all Republican.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, I am.
Definitely, yeah.
I probably got to get a little bit more informed, but absolutely, yes.
Who do you plan on voting for and why?
And keep America great. I like what he's doing.
I do. I plan on voting in the midterms. Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. I always vote every election.
Oh, are you going to be voting this midterm election?
Yes, I will.
Better believe it. I sure will.
Who are you going to be voting for and why?
Marsha Blackburn, because I want the Republicans to stay in there.
Absolutely. Going to vote for Marsha. So.
I plan to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why? Do you usually vote during the midterms?
I've never voted in my life.
This year, just because the races I know are so close, I'll make sure I do. I won't have any excuses, so.
Do you guys typically vote for midterm elections?
I did not last time, no. But I will be this time, for sure.
Not really, but I'm going to because this one is Trump and all the good people that are standing up this time around.
I haven't voted before ever, and now they just the corruption and using our intelligence agencies politically motivated.
Yes, I do now.
Have you voted during midterms in the past?
To be totally honest with you, you know, I'm 35, but I guess technically I'm still a millennial, even though, you know, I don't identify in that manner. And wasn't so politically active until Trump came along. So, no, I haven't voted before.
All this has changed my mind. I have to vote now.
So do you usually vote during the midterms?
I haven't, no.
No?
I think it's a very important time that we do it.
What's the motivating factor?
To clean out the swamp in Washington.
To keep folks like Maxine Waters and the rest of that tribe out of power. Or out of absolute
all
power.
All the crazy people? Yeah. Yeah, that.
We don't want the Democrats because they're misleading a lot of folks out there.
Just because it's a numbers game and the way the Democrats are acting, they don't need control of the Senate.
It's to keep the House in Republican control, really, and the Senate, too. The Senate looks like it might hold on a little longer, but it's the House, really, that we're concerned about. Because anytime you have one or both houses of government that are in the other party's hands, we can't get legislation to go through.
The motivation is to keep this country great again, to keep the economy and everything going good like Trump's doing.
Are you familiar with Q?
So QAnon is motivating you?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a citizen of the United States, and that's my right. Tell them who we're voting for.
By the way, fade this down. The full report's on Infowars.com. I want to say something about the QAnon thing. I got on board with it back when it popped up last year because I like Dr. Corsi, and he thought it was good information, and some of it was good information. Obviously, smart people were saying that stuff. Then it said Mueller's a good guy and all this other stuff, and I just don't buy that. And I'm allowed to say I think Mueller's bad. And then I've seen people who say they're with the QAnon thing say horrible things about me that aren't true. So I jump on and say, you know, screw you, you're full of crap. My wife likes the QAnon stuff. Lionel likes it, and Lionel's a great guy. A lot of people I know like it and get something good out of it. And so, great, here's the deal. I'm not anonymous. I'm on air. They're coming after me. This is real. I'm a patriot. And then when people get on board with the QAnon thing and are saying, of course he's bad and I'm bad, that's when I started saying, you're full of crap. Some anonymous person saying something about me. We helped launch the whole Trump revolution. We're the patriots. We're pro-Second Amendment. They're trying to take our banking away right now. So I'm not going to get into this whole QAnon fight. And so I'm going to try to go research it and find some stuff I agree with just to hope. Fine, okay, Mueller's a great guy. It's all a big ruse. Everything's great. Is that why Mueller tried to set me up a month ago? God almighty. Anyways, we're going to come back with some really good news about how to try to free Iran and the press conference. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's the best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into. The heart of me, the love we share.
We're going to look at the Iranian restart movement, and we're going to go to this press conference as soon as it comes up, too. And we'll go to this whole movement with restart in Iran, regardless anyway. soon as that press conference comes up, the Senate leadership set to announce some big announcement with the whole Kavanaugh situation. We will get to it. They're scheduled tomorrow or Saturday to vote. Obviously, this is terrorism, political terrorism. It's the wheels have come off of it, but they don't care. They're just moving forward. So we'll see what's going to happen, and this immovable object runs into the unstoppable force. I want to look at the restart movement here in Iran in just a moment and so much more. But first off, you know the globalists are trying to shut us down. You know they're trying to silence our speech. You see it everywhere. Now Breitbart is being removed from everything. We knew that that was coming. Now they're going after PayPal. I filed an emergency injunction, so you can still use PayPal at InfoWarsStore.com. We have other payment processor systems. The point is, I have to stop backing down. I don't want to sue. I don't want to be litigious. It's very expensive, but this is the mark of the beast. The nine conservatives, libertarians, nationalists, Christians, from the marketplace of ideas. They tried to have major companies come in and take our software away, but we have contracts on it. This is Silicon Valley assaulting in mass humanity. So, just like I had to end the X2 special, it's over as of this week because it's getting close to selling out, and it's the last run we have. Same thing with BrainForce Plus, the Great Nootropic, 50% off, 40% off, 40% off the Secret 12, Vitamin B12. Those specials have to end today or tomorrow. I've just been so busy with news, I haven't come up with new specials. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I see the folks wearing the InfoWars shirts all over the place out there. And it's really, really amazing at the Trump rallies and on the streets. So choose your own adventure. You wear a big, loud Trump 2020 shirt or re-elect Trump, you might get hit in the head with a bike lock, you know, or stabbed in a liberal area, in a fascist area. You might get your dinner bought for you somewhere else. But why not just wear a Molon Lave? The left can't even read, don't even know Latin. You'll just get friends with that. Or George Washington shirt. Or Mean Like a Wolverine. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we got Doug Hagmann coming up. We'll go in a little bit in the next hour as this press conference comes up if you need more time. Because this is really important. And I saw this go really, really viral, too. I was aware of the restart movement. I was aware that something like half the population is below the age of 25 in Iran. The mullahs are very unpopular. It didn't even used to be an Islamic country. They want to modernize. They were building nuclear reactors before the Shah was taken out. And so what's really happened to Iran? Why did the CIA and others actually help put the mullahs into power, the leftist CIA? And how could this change? So what started it all was spies and sleeper cells, a look into the Iranian threat that you covered a while back. I'd also covered it before even mainstream news did. And then get us into restart in this big exclusive interview that's on InfoWars.com that we're going to post to the top of the page right now so folks can find the whole interview. We're going to play some excerpts and tell us about how you went to California to interview the leader who is the main opposition group.
Well, it's interesting, Alex. You said half the population's under 28, and the restart movement is very young. It's pretty much made up of young people and women, lots of women doing a lot of courageous things under the regime. And they reached out to me after that article and said they're being censored for 2 years and no one's reporting on them. The mainstream media is ignoring them. And so we responded, and I ended up calling the leader and Syed Mohammed, and we spoke, and I was very taken by their movement. They are full of love, I would say very Christian-like, although they would claim that they are non-religious. They want a government based on reason and logic. But I think they wouldn't mind if I described them as Sufi, which is sort of mystical Islam, more like Christianity, going inward, cleansing the self, working on the self, accepting and loving others.
The point is they want a free, open country. They want a modern industrialization, and they don't want the religious dictatorship of the Shiite mullahs.
True, and they're also worried about Reza Pahlavi. They're worried that Reza Pahlavi is owned by England and Russia, and they're sick of being under the thumb of England and Russia. They even come out and say in the interview that they want a 1776 to finally be free from England and
That's
Russia.
That's right. Anglo-American oil, the British Empire ran them. Then when they kicked them out, even though they were being pro-America, they sent in Kermit Roosevelt and others with Operation Ajax to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh. So it's the same story over and over again.
Yes, that's how they feel, and they're sick of it. They want independence. They want freedom.
Because they were always a wealthy, secular country with the women going to college and fashion and science, and they're just. And then now we've put them under the worst Islamic rule.
Yes. A lot of people even suggest that Thomas Jefferson was very inspired by Cyrus the Great when he was drafting the Constitution. When you compare the two, they're very similar. The best thing that we have that Cyrus the Great didn't, I think, is that ours is protected by God, so it can't be taken away. And we have the right to bear arms, which is what he gets into talk about in the interview, which is also very interesting.
But this is like the first or second. It's one of the top opposition groups.
Well, I would say it is the leading opposition group, but they're the only ones being censored. I've been flooded by thousands of tweets and contacts from this movement, and I've only heard one from someone for Reza Pahlavi. And the Mujahideen, I don't think anyone really cares for the Mujahideen except radical Islam.
Exactly. So what's happening is the same old global power brokers want to overthrow the Iranian mullahs but put something, another globalist thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they're nationalists. And it's just like Trump said, we stand with nationalists, not globalists. And that's exactly what they are. They are completely behind Trump. And they, I would say their language about Trump, they sound just like us. They sound like American patriots. They sound like they understand the whole movement that Trump is behind.
Well, because Iran wasn't like this until the last, really, 80 years or so.
Right.
And then it's been a battle with Islam coming in, trying to take over, and then the Shah and all those problems. We're going to cover all that coming up today. But right now, let's go to this press conference with Senator Grassley and others with a big announcement. Here is that announcement right now. Then we'll come back, obviously, from break, and we'll cover more of this. Then we'll get to all these amazing clips with the leader of the real only opposition group from our research.
Good afternoon, everyone. What we know for sure is the FBI report did not corroborate any of the allegations against Judge Kavanaugh. And the second thing we know for sure is that there's no way anything we did would satisfy the Democrats. They've always got a reason why the goalposts need to be moved farther down the field, and nothing we could do would satisfy them. They're dug in. You've seen it from the beginning. And with that, I want to turn it over to Chairman Grassley and the members of the committee, who I think have done a really outstanding job.
Thank you, Mr. Leader. Before I say a few words, so I won't have to announce each person after me, is in this order will be Hatch, Cornyn, Lee, and Tillis. So please just come to the podium and say whatever you want to say, and then we'll take questions. This is the 87th day. That's 3 weeks longer than the average of the last three or four nominees to the Supreme Court. So don't tell me we haven't spent enough time. Also, I feel very good about where this nomination is right now. Now, I don't say that from the standpoint of counting votes. I say that from the standpoint of the qualifications of this candidate and the fact that those qualifications to be a Supreme Court justice based upon his 12 years on the D.C. Circuit without anybody finding any fault with his qualifications to serve there. But that hasn't been talked about much. Everything else. This person is very well qualified.
All right, we're coming right back. Clearly, they're going to say they're going to have the vote tomorrow and the final vote on Saturday. But we'll have some of that. Then we're going to go a little bit the next hour, and we're going to get to your whole report on this whole restart movement, these amazing clips and the great work you guys have done. Went out to California to interview this guy. Because like you said, mainstream media wants to ignore this. They don't want to hear about the real Iranian opposition. If you really want to topple the mullahs, you've got to talk to the real opposition. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tim Cook and the Chi-Coms think you're stupid. They think you don't care if we get shut down. I think different.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, even CNN's reporting when I was saying last weekend, Republicans needed a midterm miracle. Well, at least the Democrats thought that. And Brett Kavanaugh's persecution, the witch hunt against him, is it. It's showing that it's energizing voters, waking people up. And it's turning a lot of undecided voters and first-time voters against the Democrats, which means your giant, ridiculous witch hunt has had the wheels come off of it. And we're playing part of this press conference. I can tell you Grassley says they intend to confirm him on Saturday. They think they have the votes. And just everything that Ford and others have said has turned out to not be true. And the FBI investigation has said no cooperation. Let's hear a few minutes of this.
The qualifications to be a Supreme Court justice based upon his 12 years on the D.C. Circuit without anybody finding any fault with his qualifications to serve there. But that hasn't been talked about much. Everything else. This person is very well qualified.
It's like you have no criminal record.
That
everything wrong.
The principles of due process.
There's no proof.
The presumption of innocence
you
and readiness to serve are recognized. So, Judge Kavanaugh should be confirmed on Saturday. Now, this started downhill very quickly on about July the 10th when Schumer said that we're going to do everything we can to stop this nomination. And you can look back 87 days and you can see that everything but whether he's qualified to serve has been brought up. I've tried to commit, and I think I've carried out what I promised immediately, that we were going to have a fair and thorough process.
Bent over backwards.
We have had a fair and thorough process, and I think that's best demonstrated by the fact that we, the minute I read about who the person was in the Feinstein letter, Dr. Ford, I read about her name in the paper. We got on it right away to provide the form she wanted. And in turn, we provide the same forum for Kavanaugh.
And they go on from there. Well, so the full press conference is on Infowars.com. Okay, segueing, and for folks that just joined us, recap, Mr. Reese, about your report going out to California. And let's start getting into these amazing clips and the whole restart movement and how important it is. Greg Reese, Infowars.com reporter, continue.
So for 2 years, they've been trying to get someone in the American media to interview their leader, Sayed Mohammed Hosseini. And so they were actually tweeting out his phone number in many, many ways. And we were actually the first ones to do it. And so we called him and we set up an interview and we met him in Anaheim, California, where we met him and some friends of his. And we had another person there helping to translate for us. And it was actually quite amazing. His answers kind of blew my mind. And he spoke like an American patriot. And then shortly after that, I heard President Trump's speech at the UN talking about nationalists, not globalists, and Make America Great is suddenly making a lot more sense to me. I think it's 1776 worldwide. I think that's it.
And he says that too, doesn't he?
He says that, yeah.
Well, I mean, I've heard of the Restart Movement. They just want a modernized, regular, secular country, and the polls show, like you said, half the public population is under the age of 28.
Yeah, and they're fed up with radical Islam because that's not who they are, and they know that the world thinks that that's who they are. And when I asked him a question about radical Islam when I was editing it, I noticed there was almost like hurt feelings, like they're sick of that. They're sick of people thinking that they're that, and they're not.
Well, that's what runs their country.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's go to this first clip here. This is where they talk about President Trump, and they talk about the parallels there, and we'll get into their view on the Second Amendment. But this is just a view into the world. Here it is.
What does Restart think of President Donald Trump?
My response to your question is something I'd like to say to the American people. The American people must know that before Trump became president, he already had fame and money. So he is not after these two things. He wants to make America great and has only one request. He wants the people to show love. And Restart knows how hard it was for him to get elected. Because every media and every leader did not want him to win. And we knew when this man became president that two things would happen. The first thing is that the leaders of the world would now have to speak with their heads, not with money. The second is that turmoil would happen between leaders because Trump would expose them and their lies. So I repeat, Trump is not after money or fame. He wants his name to be remembered. And for his name to be remembered, he has to say what he sees so that the people will trust him. And if he was dishonest, everything you see happening now would not have happened.
Hit pause right there. Back, this guy makes perfect sense. Because Trump's real. That's what I always said. Trump's real. His name's destroyed if he doesn't deliver.
Yeah.
And he's going to be physically destroyed, and the enemy's coming after him because they know it's real.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's God. Doesn't mean he can do everything right, but this guy totally gets it. Trump is totally committed, and if he wasn't real, you wouldn't be saying this.
No.
Let's continue.
And for his name to be remembered, he has to say what he sees so that the people will trust him. And if he was dishonest, everything you see happening now would not have happened. Everyone wants to bring him down because they do not want the truth to be exposed. I've told my people to only trust President Trump and Pompeo. And we believe that Trump is doing something that will destroy the Iranian regime. And millions of Restart people believe this. I have told the people that President Trump is like Ronaldo, the famous soccer player. He looks one way, but shoots the other. To understand what Trump is doing, we must look at the score. How many goals he has scored? One of his goals was North Korea. Second goal was the embargo on Iran. Now the government is scared. Third goal, getting close to Russia and to get Iran away from its claws. Fourth goal was getting countries to pay America fairly. There are many other goals that I could talk about.
So this shows how Trump and the nationalist movement all over the world is exploding. I've known about Restart for years. Very exciting. I know it's one of the in the top two groups. Like you said, the other group is backed by the British and the globalists, and we don't want that. But obviously, anything's better than mullahs at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I would have thought before my research that Reza Pahlavi was a good option because, like you say, in the 70s it was really good. But everyone's telling me that they just want freedom, and that's globalist. And it's interesting. There's a group now called Farage Guard and just appeared September for the first time out of nowhere. And they are the new opposition that the mainstream media is pushing. And it's really only made up of 40 people, all exiles, and they're claiming that the only solution is to get Reza Pahlavi in there. And it just stinks of a globalist setup.
All right. Well, big news with Iran. More of these clips coming up. And here's the even bigger news. It's on Infowars.com. Vice President Pence came out against Google moving to China and said it's treason and said they've got to stop all activities now. And folks, of course it's treason. What Apple's doing, what Google's doing, they're not just moving there. They're working with spy tech against America to censor and helping set up these systems. That video is coming up as well. Remember, you didn't hear about any of this 3 months ago. But you, this powerful audience, put it on the map. Now I'm being attacked for it, but that's okay. That's what we're here for, to fight. We're men, remember? We got to do what's right no matter what happens. But we're seeing fruit in our lifetimes. Most patriots never see that.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.